This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I'm pretty sure everybody knows Joe Elliott by name.
Yeah.
Lead singer, Def Leppard, yesterday after the show. And look, here's a little peek behind the veil. Sometimes the interviews are live. We tend to try not to do them live because weird things come up.
Yes, they do.
Like yesterday, we were supposed to do an interview with Joe after the show.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the entire show, there was a litany of emails coming in going, we've lost Joe.
Can't find him.
We don't know where he is.
I think there's some personal matters come up. We'll stay in touch. It was like, it's on. We found him. We just heard from him. Nope. We're going to have to reschedule. Just back and forth.
The great news is they finally caught up with him. And, you know, he's got a little side project called the Down and Outs. And it's taken these guys 5 years to get this album done. Joe, what's the story there?
Everybody's got very, very busy motherships. And these little satellite things that come out can only be done when, you know, hey, are you guys free next week? No, we've got a tour. It doesn't finish for 6 weeks. Okay, scratch that. Come back to them after 6 weeks. Are you guys available? Yep. Right, get over here now. We've got some songs to record. And that's taken... You know, if we actually wrote down, which I never did, I should have done, you know, each day as a diary when we worked, this album was probably done in 3 months, maybe four, but it was done over a five-year period because, you know, Def Leppard are touring every year incessantly, and so are the Choir Boys, and so are Vixen, because the bass player is Sher Ross from Vixen. You know, so just trying to nail everybody down is really difficult. We've recorded the album on... two different continents, you know, three different countries over a long period of time. But the songs were there, and that's all that mattered.
Joe, let me ask you about that. We're talking to Joe Elliott, Def Leppard, Down and Outs, his side project that he's got going on, and sometimes performs as Booty Rubin. We'll get into that as well here in just a moment. But, Joe, you had 11 original songs and then one cover. Did you start to doubt any of the songs because it took so long to get it done?
No, if anything, it was the other way around. I was chomping at the bit to get them out. I couldn't wait for people to hear Goodnight, Mr. Jones and Creatures and, you know, This Is How We Roll, the title track. You know, it's been driving me mad that it's taken this long to do, but at the same time, I just had to learn to be patient because it's like something that's good is worth waiting for and all those cliches that you want to pull out. I wasn't going to rush it so that it was like it was a half-finished thing or... You know, they didn't really put any effort into it. You know, I wanted it to be a good record, not a quick record. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity to put it out in 2019 rather than have to rush it out in, say, 2017 and then be sat here regretting what I'd done by rushing it too much. We got to live with these half-finished songs, and then, you know, you'd have an epiphany 6 weeks into it going, Christ, I know what's missing. Whereas, like, some people have that... when the song's already, you know, the record's already in the shops, or it's already at Amazon, or it's already on the radio, and they go, ah, we forgot to put a trumpet solo in, or whatever they forgot to do. I had the chance to revisit these songs over a number of times until I was totally satisfied that they were done.
Hey, Joe, this is Brian. I've got a couple of questions for you. First of all, are you going to get a chance to tour? Down and Out's going to get a chance to tour? We can see some of these songs live?
It goes back to the same answer
same
really
question.
As the studio sessions. He's trying to get all these six people from their other gigs into a period where we can do shows. We've done it before, but it's really hard, and you can only maybe squeeze in 10,
right.
But normally only in the UK. There's always a possibility, but here's the great thing about it. When... there comes a time where, say, Def Leppard don't tour for a year, that these songs will still work in the year 2021, the year 2022 even, because this record sounds like 1975 anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it's going to go out of fashion overnight because it's not actually, you know, it's not a record that's meant to sound like it's challenging for... I mean, look at what's happening at the moment. You've got the Struts, you've got Greta Van Fleet, that sound like bands from the 70s, and you've got the Down and Outs now that sound like a multiple bands from the 70s. So it seems to be the way to go. I'd love to do some live shows in the States. Obviously, it would be a dream.
Right.
But I can't do it and say, well, to the rest of the guys in Leopard, I'm not touring because I'm doing this.
So that's where it is as far as the down and outs, whether Joe's going to get a break or not.
Okay.
Here's the interesting part. We talked to him about Brian Johnson of AC/DC.
His new show on Access TV, Brian Johnson's Life on the Road, is outstanding. If you haven't checked it out, you can go to Access TV's website and watch it on demand.
In the midst of an interview with Brian Johnson, because, you know, rock stars feel more comfortable talking to other rock stars, we found out about Joe's alter personality, Booty Rubin.
Booty Rubin.
Joe Elliott from Def Leppard has a little side project going on. It's called the Down and Outs, and we talked to him about that in the 6 o'clock hour. But, boy, did we have a lot of questions. And, boy, Brian, you had a great question about our favorite TV show.
Terry and my new favorite television show is Brian Johnson, My Life on the Road. Your episode aired last night. I did not get a chance to see it. But are you as surprised as Terry and I are, or pleasantly surprised at what a great interviewer Brian Johnson is?
He's brilliant. I love Brian Johnson. I always have done. I've known him for years. Spent a lot of time with him. You know, we were the opening act for his first ever American show on my 21st birthday.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, he was the guy taking me to one side saying, like, you know, tell me what to do because you've done this before or he'd never been to America before. You know, he used to be in a very little-known British band called Geordie. Well, little-known in America, pretty well-known in the UK. And I bought his singles 1973, 74 when I was a kid. You know, so To see him do so well when he joined AC/DC was wonderful. But to meet him over the years, over the last 30 years, I've been in his house, he's been in mine, we've hung out, you know. He's a great storyteller. I knew instantly when they said, John is going to put this show together and he wants you on it, I knew instantly that I was going to say yes. It wasn't a case of like somebody saying, well, you should do it because he's got Robert Plant and Roger Daltrey and Sting and, you know, Nick Mason and all this. It's like, I'm going to do it no matter who he's got because I love Johnna. And he came over to Dublin and we went to my favorite pub and we talked about, you know, because I had a down and out beer and all this kind of stuff. And he's a great guy. He's a great guy.
Joe, before we run out of time, speaking of which, tell us about Booty Rubin. Brian doesn't know this story, but that's something you do when you do your residency. At least you did in the past here in Vegas. Tell us about that.
We only did it once. We did it in 2013. We wanted to basically play a bunch of kind of very, very, very obscure Def Leppard songs before we went in to play Hysteria, which was going to be the same show for every performance. So we needed, for our own sanity, to change out the front end of the set each time. And we ended up changing our personas just for fun. The name Dead Flat Bird came about because somebody misheard the name Def Leppard and thought that it was actually Dead Flat Bird. So it just became an in-joke within the band for like the last 30 years. So we decided to go out as Dead Flat Bird and we chose aliases off the wall of the dressing room. It was covered wall to wall in front covers of Rolling Stone. And so what we did is we picked the biggest word off your birth month and date. So me being August the 1st, it was the 1st and the 8th cover. And what were the two biggest words were Booty Rubin. So that's how it came about, you know. Could have been worse. Rick Allen was Camp Out. This didn't really work, but we used it anyway.
I'll tell you what, it was pretty funny.
We didn't do it this year. We did a t-shirt that said the triumphant non-return of Dead Flat Bird, and we sold quite a few of them, actually, but we didn't do it this year. We didn't want to over-egg the omelet, you know.
Well, Joe, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Down and Outs, new album out. Took you 5 years. Recorded it at your own studio. Man, it sounds fantastic, and I hope you guys all get it together and make it out on tour and make it up here to Portland. Otherwise, we'll see you in Vegas on the next residency.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, buddy.
My pleasure. Anytime, bud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.